Every person has taken birth, has come into a body for a sacred purpose. Part of that purpose has to do with learning how to be oneself. And part of that purpose has to do with serving the whole that we belong to. Sometimes the physical earth, sometimes a larger community of people, but always larger than the needs of the personal self, the needs of the one embodied being. Always. And the proportions of that change from person to person and from lifetime to lifetime. As you grow, the heart, your heart, naturally wants to serve others. It doesn't need to be asked. It's because it's who you are. That love desires to confer blessings on others. It's as simple as that. It's the nature of love that does that. Wanting to share it, wanting to bestow it. So, every one of us has taken birth for that dual purpose of learning and of giving, giving to the purposes of love, which is God's purpose. There's nobody here and nobody anywhere who hasn't come to the earth with that as a fundamental basis. Even those who are in their actual practices lost or detoured or turning away from their original sacred purpose, even those started out with a different purpose in mind, even those. Because the soul's purposes are always good. They are always to create greater expansion of the divine within you and upon the earth, always. So, a little while back, we started offering birthday blessings here in order to affirm and consecrate the holy purpose for each one who chose to receive a blessing, the holy purpose for which they came to the earth. You know that it's very easy in the everydayness of life to forget your holy purpose. Or maybe you haven't ever thought that you had one. But you have, and your purpose is larger than you think you have one. It's larger than you might think it is. So the blessings began to be offered in order to reaffirm that sacred identity and in order to offer from the heart of the mother the indwelling divinity within all and within the earth, to offer from the heart of the mother coming through the earth the blessing for that birthday. And so we began to do that, and in the process we asked those who received a blessing to give something that was from themselves that would be of service to others, service to the group of people who would be witnessing the blessing, but it could be service of a different kind too. It could be something that was a task. But many people chose to express themselves here in this satsang. The service was asked for, again, in order for the inner being to say, I am here. I am here, and I choose to acknowledge the purpose for which I'm here. So the service is the self-expression of identity. That's why it was considered to be part of the blessing. And as I've been talking about today, the giving of a service to others is part of identity. It's not a compulsion. It's not an order. It's who you are. So today we have a birthday blessing, and we're grateful to have one to offer to Tenet. I offer you the gifts of the mother, the divine gift of water, that you may flow through life easily and feel yourself unencumbered. May your head and your heart be joined in this flow. May your heart define your sense of where you should go and where you should be. May your heart speak to your head and allow itself to say, I am here and I choose to love and I choose to follow the path of love. This is the gift of water. I offer you this gift of earth that you may feel strong in your resolve to affirm and to decide and to speak from what you need and what is true for you. May the strength of the earth and the constancy of the earth and the unchangingness of the body of the earth, the body of the mother, be with you, supporting you in all that you do, in all that you decide, and in all that you resolve. And I offer you the gifts of air and of fire, that the flame inside of you, that is the divine flame, may burn brightly, so that you may know who you are at all times, and feel who you are, and may feel that the life in you burns strongly as a flame, enabling you to be yourself, even in the presence of that which is unlike you. May the flame in your heart burn brightly and act as a shelter for you throughout your days. This sacred birth is yours to claim, to be living in your purpose with yourself, with your son, with others, that you may choose to do that. And now, if you would like, you can offer something to the community here of yourself as a service. Blessings.